And they'd catch a man the same with a, but so you could handle them. Because whenever you walked out there and hollered at the dogs, why, they went to the barn. I mean, they're mine. Them dogs are mine like kids. But now then, you can talk to the dog all day and they don't pay you no attention. Now they hear I got here, they'll mind you. I can make them mind you. And whenever I tell them something, they do it. Because I handle them just like I used to handle them old hunting dogs, them old cow dogs.
What about you said you had
some okra? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I raise okra every year. I haven't got any now growing because it's the wrong time of year. See, it's about, I had it up to about a month ago, though. I had okra I was picking. You have to pick it every other day. You have to pick it. Cut your okra every other day because it matures just that fast.
What about, those red things in the ground? Like you sometimes on fire?
You don't mean pepper. No, it wouldn't be pepper. I raise, you talking about radishes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I raise radishes. In fact, I got white radishes out there growing right now. They're not quite ready to pull. It'll be about another week. I'll have plenty of them. And I got turnips growing out there, and I got mustard growing out there, onions, Irish potatoes, and I got some tomatoes, and, cauliflower, and cabbage, and all that, and rutabagas. I got rutabagas coming out of here.
What about melons? What kind of melons do they have?
Well, everybody used to plant just for their own use a few watermelons, and they used to have what they call a Florida rattlesnake. That was one of the, back them days, that was the main kind of watermelon. Now then they got gray or some kind of a gray melon, and they got Tom Watson, and they got I guess 25 different types of melon now, but way back on, you know, everybody grew the Florida rattlesnake. It was kind of striping like a rattlesnake. Yeah, they used to grow a few, not too many, but everybody had maybe a row or two out in their garden. You see, on them farms, everybody had one little spot they laid back. That was what they called their garden spot. And that's where they raised their stuff that they eat, like turnips and mustard and greens and things like that, and okra. And then on the big farm, where that's what they raised that to ship it off. And like, whenever they got through with the shipping crop, then they always planted corn behind. Like, we used to raise a lot of bell pepper, and we raised a lot of beans, string beans, and it was shipped north. Eggplants, we raised quite a few of them, and they were shipped to Kansas City or New York or someplace, Cleveland, Ohio. It was all shipped off, and to different houses. But everybody had a little garden spot that they call their garden.
Did people have any kind of berries?
Oh yeah, it was when I was young, real young, they didn't, nobody knew anything about it, but in later years, towards the last, I was pretty good side, then they got to planting strawberries here. Was an old miller, an old feller that he moved in this section, and I think he come from down around Plant City where they raised a lot of strawberries, and he got to raising strawberries, and then everybody got into the racket. And we used to, I know we was good sized young as a wife. We used to pick strawberries for him. You get down on your knees and crawl along each bush, you know, and pick your berries.
Did they have that kind of berries that are, you know, they're more purple?